Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast. Your quick 10-minute dose of chess news, tournament highlights, and stories from the chess world, brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Whether you're a pro or a beginner, let's make your next move your best move. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 17 of Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast, where we explore the biggest and most thrilling stories happening in the chess world right now. We're coming at you with a packed episode today. Grandmasters clashing, prodigies rising, and even Magnus doing Magnus things. Again, no time to waste. Let's jump right into it.
The Pune Women's Grand Prix wrapped up in dramatic fashion. If you thought chess couldn't be thrilling, this final round said, "Hold my bishop." Get an Arcus or cards.
Ha ha! Seriously, both Humpy Koneru and Ju Jinner took wins in their final games, putting them neck and neck in the standings. But with points level, it came down to tie breaks. Humpy clinched the title, a phenomenal comeback considering the doubts swirling around her classical form lately.
Exactly. It's like when a queen sacrifice turns out to be a brilliancy, her whole tournament was that kind of redemption arc.
Meanwhile, Divya Deshmukh, only 19 years old, secured third place with a crucial draw. India's women's chess scene is absolutely buzzing right now.
And Ju Jinner fans, don't worry. She's still in the mix for candidates qualification through the final Grand Prix leg. The story is far from over.
Let's jet off to Rhodes, Greece, where the World Junior Championships in Blitz and Rapid brought young stars into the spotlight.
This event was nonstop, 11 rounds of high-speed chess over 5 days. It was like the Formula One of the chessboard.
Gold medals? Kazakhstan came out on top, showing serious depth in their youth pipeline.
And the best part? Kids were playing even in between rounds. Blitz games at breakfast, analysis over lunch. It was pure chess energy.
Honestly, the future of chess is so bright with this generation, and they're going to keep pushing the limits. All right, we have to talk about Magnus Carlsen. The man just went full boss mode at the 2025 Grenke Freestyle Open. 9 wins in 9 games.
That's perfection, people. Not just a clean sheet, but in Chess 960, no less.
Right. For those unfamiliar, Chess 960, or Fischer Random, shuffles the back rank. It removes opening theory, meaning raw chess intuition takes over.
And Magnus just dominated. He even took down Vincent Kiemer, who many expected to challenge him. But nope, Magnus rolled through like a pawn promotion on steroids.
7 players tied for second, though, and they'll battle it out in tie breaks to try and qualify for the Grand Slam. But still, that's a long shadow to play in. Speaking of shadows, Aswath S., the Indian teenager, stepped right out of it and into the spotlight. What a performance.
He was seeded 38th going in, and walked out the winner of the Grenke Open with 8 out of 9 points.
3 grandmasters beaten in one tournament? That's not just luck. That's form, preparation, and sheer guts.
GM title incoming? You better believe it. Aswath is knocking on the door.
Quick shout out to Megan Paragua. She notched a performance rating of 2506 during the Grenke event, which makes her eligible for the FIDE master title. That's huge.
Between Paragua, Aswath, and Magnus, Germany became ground zero for chess brilliance this month.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of Chess Times. Thank you so much for tuning in and geeking out about all these amazing chess moments with us. We'll catch you next time, so stay sharp and keep those pawns protected. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.